జయ ప్రభుపద జయ ప్రభుపద జయ ప్రభుపద జయ గురుదేవ జయ గురుదేవ జయ గురుదేవ జయ గురుదేవ నిత్య గౌర హరి బోల్ హరి బోల్ హరి బోల్ నిత్య గౌర హరి బోల్ శ్రీ శ్రీ గౌరీతాయికి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధవుల భగవాన్కి శ్రీ 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 జగన్నాథుల సుభద్రమాయకి శిరప్రూపాదికి నితాయ గౌరపణే. హరే కృష్ణ. సో టుడే వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ శ్రీమద్భాగవతం కాంటో 7. యాజ్ యూ ఆల్ నో, కాంటో 7 ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ సైన్స్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్, సైన్స్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. So this chapter 14, Canto 7, chapter 14, the title of chapter 14 is Ideal Family Life and How to Lead the Best Family Life, and the verse number today 15. So actually this verse is about what should one do daily. So we do many things daily, but there is something we must do as the ideal grihastha family. So that is the verse is discussing today. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Again, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 14, verse number 15. So let us read word by word to start with. Devan, Rishin, Nara, Bhutani, Pitran, Atmanam, Anavaham, Savratya, అగతవితేన యజేత పురుషం ప్రథాక్. దేవన్ ఋషిన్ నరభూతాని, దేవన్ ఋషిన్ నరభూతాని, పుత్రం ఆత్మనం అనావహం, పిత్రన్ ఆత్మనం అనావహం, స్వృతాగత వితేన స్వృతాయగత వితేన యజతే పురుషం ప్రతాక్, యజత పురుషం ప్రతాక్. దేవన్ ఋషిన్ నరభూతాని, పిత్రన్ ఆత్మనం అనావహం, స్వృతాగత వితేన యజతే పురుషం ప్రతాక్. దేవన్ ఋషిన్ నరభూతాని, పిత్రన్ ఆత్మనం అనావహం, స్వృతాగత వితేన యజతే పురుషం ప్రతాక్.
Devan risinnara bhutani Pitran atmanam anavaham Savritagata vitena Yajeta purusham prathak Pitram Atmanam Anaham Svavritagata Vitena Yajeta Purusham Pratak
to our translation. Devan, unto the demigods. Risin, unto the great sages. Nara, unto human society. Bhutani, unto the living entities in general. Pitran, unto the forefathers. Atmanam, on oneself or the Supreme Self. Anavaham, daily. Savritaya, by one's means of livelihood. Agatavitena, money that automatically comes. Yajeta, one should worship. Purusham, the person situated in everyone's heart. Prataka, separately. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, every day one should worship the Supreme Being who is situated in everyone's heart. And on this basis, one should separately worship the demigods, saintly persons, ordinary human beings, and living entities, one's forefathers and oneself. In this way, one is able to worship the Supreme Being in the core of everyone's heart. So there is no purport. So we'll read the next verse also, which has purport. Verse number 16. When one is enriched with wealth and knowledge which are under his full control, and by means of which he can perform yajna or please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one must perform sacrifices, offering oblations to the fire according to the directions of the Shastras. In this way, one should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. If a grahastha or householder is sufficiently educated in Vedic knowledge and has become sufficiently rich to offer worship to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he must perform yajnas as directed by the authorized scriptures. Bhagavad Gita, from chapter 3, verse 9, clearly state that yajnarthi karmano anyatra loke yam karma bandhanaha. Everyone may be engaged in his occupational duties, but the result of these duties should be offered for sacrifice to satisfy the Supreme Lord. If one is fortunate enough to possess transcendental knowledge as well as the money with which to perform sacrifices, one must do according to the directions given in the Shastras. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 3, Verse 52, Krate yad dhyayato Vishnun Tretayam ignate mukheha Dapare paricharayam Kalota dhari kirtani nati. The entire Vedic civilization aims at satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This was possible in Satya Yuga by meditation upon the Supreme Lord within the core of one's heart, and in Treta Yuga by the performance of costly yajnas. The same goal could be achieved in Dwapara Yuga by worship of the Lord in the temple. In the age of Kali, one can achieve the same goal by performing Sankirtana Yajna. Therefore, one who has education and wealth must use them to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by helping the Sankirtana movement that has already begun, the Hare Krishna movement or Krishna Consciousness movement. All educated and wealthy persons must join the movement, since money and education are meant for services to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If money and education are not engaged in the service of the Lord, these valuable assets must be engaged in the service of Maya. The education of so-called scientists, philosophers, poets is now engaged in the service of Maya, and the wealth of the rich is also engaged in the Maya service. The service of Maya, however, creates a chaotic condition in the world. Therefore, the wealthy man and educated man should sacrifice their knowledge and opulence by dedicating them for the satisfaction of Supreme Personality of Godhead and joining the Sankirtana movement. Yagniha Sankirtana Prayer Ajantihi Sumedasya. Om Ajnana Trimindasya Jnananjara Salakaya Chakshurun Mitamena Tasme Sri Guruve Namaha Namaho Mishnu Padaya Krishna Padaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pachata Desha Tarini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasadi Gaurabhakta Vanda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Just reading the translation of verse 15 again. Every day, one should worship the Supreme Being who is situated in everyone's heart. On this basis, one should separately worship the demigods, saintly persons, ordinary human beings and living entities, one's forefathers and oneself. In this way, one is able to worship the Supreme Being in the core of everyone's heart. When one is enriched with wealth and knowledge, which are under his full control, and by means of which he can perform yajna or please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one must perform sacrifices, offering oblations to the fire according to the directions of the Shastras. In this way, one should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So today's verse very clearly pointing out what should one do every day or daily. So we have daily activities. So obviously, there are many activities we perform, and one of them, the most prominent, is worship. So worship of whom? That also is explained in this verse. But before that, to set this verse in context, if you go back few verses, this is actually an inquiry by Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj is inquiring Narada Muni that now that we all are, you know, family people ruling the kingdom, so became grahasthas, so what should we do? How do we perfect our life? So that means asking about what is ideal family life. So that is referred to Grahastha. The instructions are given. So last 5-6 verses, actually they were discussing about the first, how a person should endeavor to understand what is their true identity. Are they this body or something else? So that was established in a few verses were discussed, that this body is a temporary, but there is something which is eternal. So that is what we call, you know, soul, atma. Then grahastha, obviously grahastha has a house, grahasthas have occupation, unlike others they must work to earn their livelihood, which is also implied in this verse also. Then grahastha also have wife or husband, or of course kids, like here we got 2 kids and one more is playing outside. So kids are there. So therefore, what should we do if a person, so this is more referring to the husband or a man, saying that now that you have a family, you have wife, you have children, so obviously there will be some kind of affection and attachment. So however, it is saying that this one should not have over affection, over attachment. If you do that, what happens? So either wife will be center of the house or husband will be center of house. So when other than Supreme Lord is the center of the house, what happens? Over a period of time, it can deteriorate. So they engage in Maya service. Prabhupada is talking about that. So therefore, they realize that this body is temporary. Even the wife body is temporary. One can disperse any time. So therefore, apart from, you know, carrying out reasonable seva, reasonable service to the family, so one should, you know, also engage in serving Supreme Lord. So having Supreme Lord as the center of the house, having Supreme Lord in the temple as center of all the houses, correct? So temple means all the houses, all the grahasthas together, so temple is the center. And when you go to home, so you have a deity at home, as a grahastha, it is recommended to have a deity at home also. So, say for example, in our Hare Krishna movement, most of the devotees tend to have, you know, Gauranithais to start with. At least to start with the picture of Radha Vallabha, Gauranithai, Jagannatha Vallabha, Subhadramaya. So that is how it starts. Then slowly, slowly, slowly you start assembling or associating with the devotees in the temple or in some house program. Start developing desire. Okay, I like this Hare Krishna, you know, activities that we do every day. So therefore, let me first get beautiful photos of Gauranithai, Radha Vallabha, Jagannatha Vallabha, Subhadramaya. You put a photo first. Then slowly, slowly you start performing respect, offering respect to those deities in the photo. Sometimes maybe simple, just taking agarbatti and doing agarbatti, and then if you make for a meal, then you also just put in front of the deity. Like that you start activities, as worship. Actually worship, one should daily worship Supreme Personality of Godhead. What does it mean? Offer respect to Supreme Personality of Godhead. Know about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So even when we are performing some respect to somebody, when do we respect person? When we know that person glory, correct? So if a prime minister of a country appears, if you know that this person is a prime minister of a country, you will definitely be very respectful, correct? If you do not know, you just ignore this another person, correct? Another person in Australia, so you ignore. So knowing person whom we want to worship, knowing person qualities, his activities, correct? So his name, his rupa, how he looks like, guna and leela, correct? So a few days back here, one musician visited Melbourne. The whole of Victoria, you know, is assembled where? In MCG, the big ground with 50,000-100,000 people together just to hear this music. There are so many musicians, correct? Our Hare Krishna musicians also are there. So many musicians are there, but hardly anybody assembled, correct? Those of you who do for Sankirtana, Kirtan party in the Swanson Street, you see many musicians, correct? There are many musicians, some are singing, some are doing something. Hardly anybody pay attention. Even if they pay attention, they won't even put $1 into their that ball, correct? They put one topi, that one cap in front of them. So hardly anybody puts. But whereas, if you become famous musicians, thousands of people come. After that, this person went to Sydney. There also, thousands of people, including Prime Minister of Australia. To get the ticket is not easy. You know, they also create commotion. They release only 200 ticket. You get it. Then other fans, you know, they morose. But anyway, so what is actually happening is knowing glory of that person. So that is why so many people are attracted. Similarly, so if you want the whole world to get attracted to the Supreme Lord, so they need to know the glory of Supreme Lord. His nama, his rupa, his guna, leela, and how he is able to throw his external energy, able to maintain all this planet in the right position. Many people don't know. Correct? We think this whole earth is somewhere completely, you know, resting on something, and it is flat, generally. Correct? It is flat. It looks flat. It is not round. It is not like a ball floating in the air. Correct? Sometimes we have balloons floating. Correct? Balloons, they don't stay in one place. They go around and shaking. If you put something on the balloon, it will fall down. Correct? Balloon, by the weight on the balloon, will all fall down. So whereas this planet, so many millions and millions of planets are floating in the sky, but still they are in their position. What is that we call scientifically? Gravitational force. And how is this gravitational force is created in such a way that every planet, you know, situated rightly, even though it may be moving around, it is not moving too fast, it is not turning randomly. Correct? If randomly turn, we will be shaking. So all in the right place. That force is external energy of Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord has internal energy and external energy. So this material world is governed, managed, maintained by external energy of Supreme Lord. Correct? So we need to know the Supreme, that energy. And this energy is coming from Supreme Lord. This is what Hanuman says, you know, to Lord Rama. You know, so your glory I cannot describe. You are so powerful that simply by your will you can, you know, hold all the planet in the right place without physically holding. Supreme Lord not is holding physically, but he sent his representative in the form of extra energy. So by knowing more in detail and detail, then not only simply holding them. So if simple earth is there, but earth is not fertile. What is the use? We can't grow anything. If we ground anything, we can't have a food. Then chaotic condition will happen. So therefore, Supreme Lord has created a fertile ground. He has created a fertile, I mean, very varieties. Rasaraja. Krishna is a rasaraja, varieties of rasa. So because we want to enjoy variety things, therefore he created so many varieties of seeds. With each seed, all the things are there, actually. Within the seed, the taste, all the ingredients, nutrients, everything is there. Simply, when you put them in right place, right condition, it manifests. In the form of tree, then the flowers, then the, of course, the fruits, then of course the fruit is something so through which we are sustaining. And then to make that happen, we need sunlight, we need moonlight, we need the sky, we need air. All of this is supplied. We don't pay. Correct? We don't subscribe to Victorian air board, Victorian oxygen board, correct? In general, of course, when you are sick or during that lockdown time, when someone has a COVID and if their immune system is not strong enough, they have to be sent to the hospital and then given artificial air. Correct? ICU or something, and putting in intensive care unit with ICU, with oxygen supplied forcibly. Correct? Even to ability to breath, where is this ability to breath is coming from? This is also God's gift. This is what Lord Supreme Lord says in Bhagavad Gita. So you can see Lord in various forms and shapes and places and situations. And knowing those glories clearly, then only we will come to the platform of worship. Correct? So coming to the platform, coming to the level of this transcendental service, which is worship, is one of them. So we can come only when we know the glory. So of course, Guru Vinu can know the glory through Srimad Bhagavatam. That's what we are doing today. And then we can know glory from Bhagavad Gita also. So how to see Krishna everywhere? So Krishna says already that within each living entity, whether they are human or a bird or a beast or a frog or snake or insect, whatever they may be, the Lord is accompanying them. Correct? Our super soul as a Paramatma, he is accompanying us. Allah. So therefore, when the soul and super soul together, then only body is active, can do something, can move, can speak, can hear. Correct? We are able to hear, we are able to speak, we are able to breathe, we are able to see each other. We can see the Lord. We are able to see all of this so happily. It's because of those abilities, because of the presence of the soul and super soul. So this knowledge is also important, which was given in the previous verses. And having understood those, this is when we come to senses. Oh, okay, now it is time for us to express some gratitude. If somebody helps you, if you get a glass of water when you are thirsty in particular, correct? That time this is so important. Then you drink a glass, then say, thank you Prabhu for bringing glass of water. That is the respect, that is the worship. This is Devan Rishin Narabhutani. So then later it says, Vajate Purusham Prataka. So the first one, he says, one should worship Supreme Personality of Godhead. So who is situated in everyone's heart. It also says you should worship separately demigods as well. Why worship demigods? Because the demigods are in charge of various things that happen in this universe. Even though the energy of Lord is there, water is there, air is there. But water may be assembled in ocean. But who is going to bring water from ocean, purify it and put it to our field so that we can grow fruits? Who will do it? Indra. Indra is a devata, demigod in heavenly planet. So that is his job. Each one of us have got some occupational duty. Correct? Right? Avabhi have occupational duty, you have occupational duty. So when they are in different world and ashrama, in the ashrama of say brahmacharya, at that time their duty is to study. That is the duty. Correct? If you, for example, these kids, if they go to school, study well and perform nicely in the class, then become well educated, so parents should be happy. They think that they are doing the work. That is the occupational duty. Similarly, those who are married, their occupational duty is to also earn for livelihood and support the family. Not only support the family, Prabhupada said that one who has a knowledge, Vedic knowledge, plus the wealth, this is also emphasized here in the in this verse 15. Actually, verse 16 has more detail, but in the verse 15, if you see, svavritya, that is, by one's means of livelihood, agata vitena, that is money. So that third line, Savrati Gata Vitena. So through one's livelihood, one gets some money, wealth, asset. So using that to worship others, to be grateful to others. So because these kids are born through you, they are actually belong to the Supreme Lord. So therefore your duty is to take care of them. So by taking care means you are offering respect to the Lord. Correct? You don't have to explicitly worship. Worship is actually a broad term. Worship doesn't mean just doing aarti and going away. No. So your worshiping is offering service, offering seva, being grateful. Grateful to Supreme Lord. Then being grateful to Devata, Devan. Being grateful to Rishin. Rishin means saintly person, sages. So sages are the one. Why we have to respect, worship Rishis? Say, for example, we have a spiritual master who gives the guidance, correct? Or rishis. Rishis are actually teachers, the traditionally. So the moment you are born and become 7, 8 years, they send you to ashrama.
Gurukul ashram, you should say. Gurukul. Guru, the teacher, the rishi. Usually in the traditionally teacher, the rishis. Rishis might be staying in some forest. So they will have a school, and there you send your children to school, and there they get educated. And they are offering that knowledge, how understanding who you really are. And of course, some skills to do agriculture also. Those days, agriculture was the primary means of livelihood. So that agriculture skills also taught there. How to live in the life has started. And yet, how to be renounced. But Sri Krishna says, you have right to perform duty. Definitely, you must perform. The moment you take some body in this material world, you cannot live without performing activity. You need to perform activity. But the result of the activity offer as, you know, to Krishna as a sacrifice. So this worship is a means to offer those result of our livelihood, which is sa vritena gatya vitena. Vitena is the money that you earn from your livelihood activities. So that you offer it to different persons. Supreme Lord, you also respect Devan, Rishi. Na, Rishis are the giving the knowledge. And of course, this Bhagavad Gita is also coming from Rishi only. Vedavas, Vyasamuni. So he is the one who put together writing. Then Prabhupada is also Rishi, correct? He is a saintly person. So he translated that Sanskrit verse to the English so that we can read, because most of us don't know Sanskrit. Hardly anybody knows, correct? In the population of billions and billions of population, only a few people knows. Maybe in this temple area, say 100, 200 meter, if you go and find who can know Sanskrit perfectly, maybe one person, Goparandas Prabhu, a little bit. Correct? You know? No, Prabhu also not perfect, correct? We just read English, then try to understand the word meaning through Prabhupada's translation. Prabhupada knows, of course. Of course, Krishna knows. Krishna knows other languages. Krishna knows the language of birds also. The birds are talking. Who can understand? Can you understand bird language? No, but Krishna knows. Krishna knows other languages. Whatever may be the language that exists on this earth, the planet, or any other planets, or different forms of life, he knows other languages. But anyway, Rishi knows Sanskrit. Then Prabhupada translated. So that's how we are able to read. And furthermore, we may not understand that verse. So that is why this purport is there. Purport is there primarily to make us understand the meaning of that verse. Otherwise, we might misinterpret. So we might say, then you also verse Narabhutani. This verse is saying that you must worship all the living entities in the human society. Like whoever is coming, worship them. How do we worship them? Saying Hare Krishna, I worship. Worship whom? Actually, we are not worshiping their soul. We are worshiping super soul within each person's heart. When you meet somebody on the street or walking, you might see devotees, you might see Hare Krishna. So you are recognizing the Krishna within their heart. So Vandanam is also worship. So in India we say Namaskar, Namaste. So here you should do handshake. So when you do handshake, what does it mean? You are recognizing that person. You are recognizing Supreme Lord in that person. So different ways of worshipping, respecting. Correct? So respecting. So here worship is, you know, so nicely emphasized. Then then that means very clear, we are worshipping so many. We are worshipping Supreme Lord, we are worshipping Devatas, we are worshipping Narabhutani. Nara is humans in living entities, human society, Bhutani, all the living entities. So that is why if you see an ant going here, you can respect that ant. You don't want to kill it, you can take some paper and put it outside. That's what we usually do. If sometime insect move around there, respectfully. Other people will simply bring the poison. You know, they kill it immediately. Cockroach is there, kill it. Even the mouse. So sometimes if you have not seen mouse anywhere, you can go into paraphernal room, the room opposite to this. You can see sometime mouse also. Have you seen mouse inside? Maybe those who go inside? Yeah, sometime, see, that boy seen mouse. Yeah, see. So that means he goes inside with the mother inside to get the collect flower. That is what they put. Please do not keep flowers open. Keep in the box, otherwise you are feeding mouses. most population in temple will increase. Our goal is to increase human population, but we'll end up increasing most population also. So anyway, we need to be respectful for it. So that is why they don't put a poison. They might just put that mouse catcher. Then once the mouse is catched, then you take it to somewhere else far away, the garden, Albert Park garden. There are many gardens in Albert Park. That's why it's called Albert Park. Why is it called Albert Park? Because this place in Melbourne has so many parks. That's why it's called Albert Park. Park. Place, the suburb of parks. So you can live in one of the park and let it live happily. So that way we are showing respect to that living entity. So Uzzad, Nara Bhutani, Bhutani. So nicely, so this verse is talking about how to develop kindness. So when you develop worship, when you start performing worship of Supreme Lord, what happens? You start, before that only you learn more about Supreme Lord, you start worshipping. Then slowly you start knowing more about what are these other people, living entities, humans, birds, bees, snakes, mouse, all of these, what are they? Then you start reading more and more about, those. So that means you try to understand Bhagavad Gita well. In Bhagavad Gita, Supreme Lord says, Krishna says, Mama Aumse Jiva Luke Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha. So all these living entities are Mama Aumse, they are part and parcel. Then you start thinking, okay, this ant is part and parcel of Krishna. This mouse is part of Krishna. Let me not kill that mouse. Let me not poison that mouse. That's what people do. The rat poison, mouse poison. So those devotees don't do that. In fact, when you do agriculture, let's say you are growing rice, you are growing various pulses, dal, tur dal, this dal, various dal is growing. When you cultivate, so they're growing. When the flowers start manifesting, then slowly the seeds start appearing, then what do people do? Or actually other living entities, like this insect, this and they come and try to eat. They have to be sustained. But for the purpose of high harvesting, what people do? They put pesticide everywhere, correct? This is what generally those with the money mindset of getting the highest profit from every activity. When they have some 10 acre of land doing the farming and they want to get a high yield and make crores and crores of rupees or thousands of millions of dollars, that's what they want to do. Therefore, pesticide is sprayed on them. Which means, first you are killing all those which are eating those grains. And of course, by putting pesticide, there is no way these flies will come and eat it. Right? So that is what the money mindedness persons do. But those who are true devotees, they say, oh, ultimately these are also part and parcel of Krishna. Let them also eat. Although I am doing farming, let them also eat 10% of whatever is being grown. 90% for me. From 90%, what to do? That vritena, the wealth that you get from sa vritagataha, sa self activities, living activities that we perform, work, from that we get the wealth. Then what to do? So next verse purport, Prabhupada talks about nicely about this, what one should do. So Prabhupada is recommending that, so this the goal of life is to satisfy the Supreme Lord. And he is saying that those who are fortunate and who gained the knowledge and the wealth, that is all educated persons who are, and also who are wealthy persons, must engage in service of Supreme Personality of Godhead. How can they engage? If you are very busy, in city life, very busy. So what do? You can support Hare Krishna movement. Prabhupada says, so since money and education are meant for the service of Supreme Self Godhead, if so such wealthy persons must join Hare Krishna movement, so or Krishna consciousness movement. Prabhupada says already begin. So you can join the Hare Krishna movement and join what? So you can support those activities. So we have many festivals in the temple, help temple organize the festivals. Our temple need to be maintained so beautiful, correct? Very beautifully decorated, painted, you know, very nice. Every day cleaned perfectly. The moment the class is over, it is again cleaned. Evening cleaned. We always neat, very neat. And feels very nice when you come to the temple, correct? Feel very nice. Now, spacious, now only few of us, so whole belong to us now, because it belongs to Krishna. It belongs to Krishna, it belongs to us also. Right? Ultimately, we are, he is the Supreme Father. So the children are the inherent beneficiaries of the Father. So therefore, whenever we are, but Krishna says also in Isopanidas, correct? So everybody has rightful right to use it appropriately. Isyavasya. Isyavasya principle. Not fully. You can't say that, oh, the whole people, everybody get out. You know, everybody together. During, Nityananda Prabhu's appearance day, Nityananda Trayodashi, it was full, jam-packed. Still, everybody sat and, enjoyed the, Abhishek. Sri Abhishek also so, joyful. That's a part of worship. One should perform worship. And through what? Through wealth, through knowledge. That's what, Vedic knowledge. Prabhupada is explaining that one who has enriched with the wealth and the knowledge, so which are, under the full control, if you have got a knowledge and also the wealth in your control, use that knowledge and the wealth for fulfilling desires of Krishna. How do you fulfill? What does it mean? Suppose if you support, say, the one of the festival, so many devotees are coming with different means. Not everyone has a wealth, but they come to the temple. So they should be also be treated nicely, given nice feast, then opportunity to see the Supreme Lord, worship. So it is also, glorious. So these are the points so nicely emphasized here. Then of course this worship, archanam, vandanam, is part of devotional service. So we say navavida bhakti. You all heard in earlier chapters by instruction or teachings of Prahlad. Prahlad in his primary school, so he taught so many things to his classmates. And how did he learn? He learned from Narada Muni. So this knowledge is coming from rishis, like, disciplinary succession, coming parampara, coming that knowledge. So that is why we have to worship rishis, which is recommended by rishis. So when saintly persons worship by, for example, learning about Narada Muni. Who is Narada Muni? What are his glories? What are his services? And how is he able to go from instantly from Earth, from Melbourne to Vaikuntha planets? Every evening at 7 o'clock, he comes here. Correct? Every evening at 7 o'clock, Gavaratri time. That's what we sing, Gavaratri time. Shiva, Sukha, Narada. Prema, Preme, Gada, Gada. So they are come here and seeing your worship that you are performing in so much of ecstasy, they are not able to even speak. Their voice is choked. So it is not simply singing. The saintly person like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they can see through their eyes. We don't have eyes to see whether Narada Muni is here or Shiva is there or not. One side Narada Muni is standing, other side is Shiva is standing. But we can't see. We can't see so many things. Correct? We don't have a right senses. Suppose you block your ear. Can you hear? No. Similarly, if your eyes is closed, we can't see. Even with open eye, we can't see so many things. Correct? There are so many living beings are floating around here. And even so many signals are going. When someone calls you, can you hear somebody called you without that mobile ringing? No. Because mobile is endowed with special sense to detect that wave. Whereas we are endowed with some special senses, only detect though that we speak. Correct? They are in certain range. If you study audiology, they will tell you, okay, this much human can hear, this much the birds can detect, this much snakes can detect. Correct? We have all that audio range. That is why we prepare a mobile phone. We pay money for it. To maintain catching signal. All that mobile phone is doing is catching the signal. Suppose if you have an ear that can catch that signal that is meant for you, then you don't need a mobile phone. You can speak directly. You don't need to speak also. Through your mind you can transport to their mind. Communication happened. So that is why I say the rishis with special ability, they can see what is happening in a far distance. Say for example, the Guru of Bhakti Siddhanta Swati Maharaj. Who is Guru? Bhakti Gaurakishore Das Maharaj. Right? Gaurakishore Maharaj. He is the Guru of Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj. And then Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj is the Guru of Prabhupada. Correct? So this Gaurakishore Das Maharaj was in Mayapur. From there he can see that this goat is eating tulsi leaves in Vrindavan. From there, you know, he closes his eyes, he can see when the goat is coming and eating. See, if somebody is coming and plucking that leaves off our tulsi, what do you do? You will say, please, please, don't do this, correct? So there he has to say, goat, hut, you know, go away. Correct? So if you have that ability, you can see. Sometimes authorities, the temple authorities may also see that, you know, somebody is plucking the leaves of tulsi in the temple. How do they know? They have their agents. Correct? Other devotees will tell them. It's difficult for them to tell the devotee, please don't pluck. Correct? We might feel offended. They say, who are you to tell me? People say sometime. If you go sometime, they take water and put it there with a glass only. Some come. They take that jug and from jug only they start pouring water. But we say, oh, please do respectfully. First wash your hand. Part of, you know, paying respect. So you can, of course, ultimately you are pouring the water, but how? Respectfully. Correct? So respectfully we put Asman, wash your hand, then respectfully put through silver spoon or a gold spoon nicely. Not just take this and dump one glass of water. They do. But if we tell them, they will again take Riyamana. So therefore, what do? We tell the authority. Like Achintura Maharati, Mataji or Anidha Prabhu, so that they can tell them. Because then they will listen. When authority tells, people listen. Right? So this is a way to worship. So anyway, coming back to this Navavidha Bhakti, Archanam is one of them. Of course, the first were Sravanam and Kirtanam. So in Hare Krishna movement, you know, when Prabhupada started this movement, first he emphasized Sravanam Kirtanam. So if you just see, go to 1970, during that period, where there are so many deities established in the Hare Krishna movement? No. But who were the members of that society? All these young persons, you know, who were all initially hippies, then slowly they get attracted to Prabhupada's teachings of this Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So through that attraction, so these hippies started becoming the devotees. So reformation. So therefore Prabhupada initially introduced what we call, Bhagavad Vidhi. So usually we talk about Pancharatika Vidhi and Bhagavad Vidhi. In the spiritual life, there are two activities you perform. Two Vidhis, two paths, two routes. One is Pancharatika Vidhi, other is Bhagavad Vidhi. This Bhagavad Vidhi is about Sravanam and Kirtanam. Doing kirtana is the first. Kirtana is, for example, Hare Krishna Kirtan. So this was with which Prabhupada started. So Sravanam, teaching them about glories of Supreme Lord, teaching them about their position, teaching about where Supreme Lord is, their goals, life, qualities, characters. Then kirtana, engage in kirtana. Those are called Bhagavad Vidhi. These are the two. Sravanam and Kirtanam are the primary, 9 types, the first two, Sravanam Kirtanamada was introduced in 70s, up to 75 or so. Then when these all boys, you know, now they understood, they have grown, they have become purified, become more and more divine to the level, now they can actually perform Supreme Lord worship. That is Pancharatika Vidhi. So Prabhupada says, these are actually like, train lines. If you want to have a train moving smoothly, there are two lines, two parallel lines, correct? Like tram, you go to tram. You know, the tram are trains, mini trains. The trams, there are two lines are there. So both have to be in line. So then slowly, Prabhupada introduced this Pancharatra Kaviti. That is when they started, installing deities like Jagannatha Balada Subhadramaya, Gauranithai, some places, Radha Krishna deities. They started installing. Then of course, deity worship is not easy. Correct? Or you can't randomly do whatever we want. So, because the Supreme Person. So, for example, if Premier of this state comes to visit the temple, we don't tell him, go and sit down and stand on a line. You stand in a line, the line is there for prasada. Go up and have something, sit down and take your own mat. And sit down after that, throw your plate yourself. That's what most people have to do. But when the Supreme Person comes, when a Premier comes, so we organize the special line for them. Even though festival day, like say Janmashtami, not what to speak of Premier, even the opposition leader, the leader of opposition party, if he comes to the temple, so we organize special line for them, even though it is full jam-packed, then they are protected, then they are coming in. The moment they come in, we take one garland from the deity or some other and put it on the garland, respectfully invite them, and then take them to special room and then respectfully serve them with the nice cutleries. Correct? We do. Why do we do this? Because we know the glory. So similarly, we know glory of Supreme Lord, therefore we need to worship nicely. The archana is very, very important. So before you do archana, what do? So if you see in our own temple, simple, morning, first ourselves we purify. The moment you get up, you don't go into the temple, do you? So this is called, so Narada Muni himself has given this, Pancharitya Kavidi. So Sravanam Kirtam, you know, Bhagavad Vidhi. Now coming to today's verse is about, one should worship Supreme Person of Godhead, daily. How should you worship? What are the steps? Simple, if you see here what happens in the temple, first the devotee who is scheduled to worship, that person gets up early and take bath and cleans teeth and put fresh cloth and then perform purificatory steps. Achman, purify himself, purify thoughts, purify senses, then comes Uttista, Uttista, Govinda, to wake up the Supreme Lord. Correct? So you wake up the Supreme Lord. So the first step is preparing yourself. So next, of course, you don't simply enter. You also go to paraphernalia rooms and collect all the worshipful items like aarti tray, the offering. Correct? If it is saligram sila, take saligram sila prasa, offering boga, the fruits. Correct? They all take all those. But before that, somebody is preparing. So collecting doesn't mean simply go and collect. But before that, some matajis like that mataji, others, they go and clean all the utensils so nicely. This is service. They are also performing devotional service, actually. Correct? They are also performing worship. Worship doesn't mean that you stand there and do arati. Correct? Worship is actually a broader term, transcendental service. So somebody has to clean all those neatly, so neatly, very perfect. They are so perfect that if you take one of the glass, the offering glass there, if you see like this, you can see yourself. So clean. Arati plates are so clean. If you just hold like this yourself to see whether your tilak is perfect or not, you can just use the, you don't need a mirror, so clean, so nicely cleaned. Correct? So that is the cleaning. So that is the second step. And of course, so then you also need to, what is called agnya. So this is where we need to actually try to understand what is our position. Usually we are talking about grahastha, brahmana, kshatriya, right? Then of course, different levels, varnasrama. Brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, sudra. Then our position, brahmachari, grahastha, vanaprastha, and sannyasa. Like this we have this varnasrama positions, varna and ashrama. But actually what Padyavali, which is written by Rupa Goswami, he says, naham vipro, nacha, narapati, napi, vaishyo, na sudro. That is, I am not a brahmana. I am not a kshatriya. I am not a grahastha. I am not brahmachari. Correct? That is ashram. So, varna and varna. Then ashram, then of course, yes, naham varni nacha grahapatir na vasito yatirva. He's saying that, so I am not brahmachari, I am not grahastha, I am not vavastha, I am sannyasi. Then what are you? So he says again, kintu prabhudon nikha param ananda param puna amrita ber gopi bharata padakamaler dasa dasana dasa. He says, what are you? I am servant of one who has taken shelter of lotus feet of leader of gopis. Who is the leader of gopis? Krishna. Correct? Master of gopis, Krishna. So I am actually gopi bharata padakamaler dasanu dasanu dasa. So not even you don't say that I am direct servant of Krishna. I am actually servant of Krishna. That mindset has to come. Correct? So who made us qualified even to worship Supreme Lord? So you know, say we have a spiritual master who qualified us, given us Gayatri Mantra, so given us, taught us what the Brahmana qualities are, what should they perform. Through that we perform those things. Then of course, after coming to that level of mindset, that I am servant of Supreme Lord, when you come to that mindset, then only we enter into temple. The moment we come, there you see in front, there is one chart, one paper on purification. You do all that Achman purification. Then you come to that mindset. Then you enter the temple by taking paraphernalia that is prepared by Mataji's. And by taking bhoga prepared by the devotees in the kitchen. Right? You take that and offer. Then after, of course, then you start offer doing the, that is the fourth step, the pancharitika vidhi, five steps. First, preparing yourself. Second, then of course, making sure that you have all the utensils, all the plates, arti plates. Then third, making your mind that I am servant of servant, dasa, dasana, dasa. Then you actually go to the temple to perform puja. And of course, so you need to also know what all items you are offering. Otherwise, sometimes what happens, we suddenly go there, nothing, no plate, you're not ready. And we don't know what all actually to do. Cleaning, don't know. Most pujaris don't know where is that liquid for cleaning or how to clean. So we have to rely on others, means they are part of this worship. So when it is done, then after that items, starting with, wicks is needed, then put them in right place. Then we need flowers, we need kerchief, we need the cloth, we need water, we need shankha. Then when you offer shankha visarjana, we need some pot to hold it. So many things actually, all of these part of it. And those who can see every day, during Gauratri, let us say, what all we offer? First we offer agarbatti incense. First offering. Correct? So how many times we offer? 7 times. Okay? So at home when you do 7 times. Okay, if you don't know how to do, count 7 times just to Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By this you will do 8 times. Okay, one extra salt item. Correct? Otherwise, if you say 1, 2, 3, 4, like this counting, I think that is not the best method. The best method is just say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You can say in your mind. Correct? So, 7 times. Then that we are agarbatti. After the agarbatti, what do we do? Take lamp, offer lamp. So, the agarbatti is just offering around the body of Supreme Lord. But first we perform Guru Puja. From Guru, then to the Prabhupada, then to the deities. Correct? Because we are approaching Gaurita through Guru. That's why saying that Dasa Dasanu Dasa. You don't bypass. Don't say no Guru, no Prabhupada, no Parampara, direct. No, you go through here. Correct? Then otherwise Krishna will not accept. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that those who claim to be my devotees, they are not my devotees. Krishna directly say, like we claim, so Krishna is my guru. Sometime we do in the beginning. Correct? When we don't know the knowledge, then we say, Krishna, who is your guru? If somebody asks, Krishna is my guru. And whom do we answer this question? Even to the Maharajas. Maharajas ask you, where are you coming from? Melbourne. Who is your guru? That time you probably declared, Krishna is my guru. Then Maharaj, so that is very proudness that we are now following, like that. So it happens. Anyway, so we offer lamp. How do we offer lamp? So usually, during Kartik month, we are offering candle to Krishna. How do we offer? In the clockwise direction, first we offer to lotus feet 4 times, then 2 times to navel, then 3 times to the face, then 7 times to the whole body. The same thing. That's what lamp offering also. So then we offer water. Water we offer 3 times to the face and then the whole body 7 times. Then what do we offer? Cloth. Whole body. Yeah? So we are offering cloth 7 times. Then after that, what are we offering? Flowers. Then chamara. Then during summertime, we are offering another chamara, which is peacock feather chamara. Right? Why? Because summertime too hot. The other chamara is not enough. Another one. So cool down. Krishna likes peacock feather. Right? So like that we are offering. So you can see, but this is just one step only. But to carry out this step, there are so many transcendental services that we do. As I said, that cleaning. So all the Matajis are engaged so much in that activity. So they are part of the worship. Don't think that only Pujari who is performing worship, he is the great, or he is the most prestigious person or important person here. Actually, starts from there. So they are important. They are part of the transcendental service. Then of course, when you offer the bhoga, so all the devotees who are serving in the kitchen, not only serving, the temple has to be maintained also, because sometimes screws will come down, some the glass will fall down, sometimes door become weaker, then that Prabhu, maintenance manager, he has to maintain it, so he is part of the worship. Correct, Prabhu? Otherwise the door will fall down. Maintenance, so maintenance team. Then of course bring some new devotees, like Prabhu like this, they go to Sankirtan, so there they inspire some devotees, they come. When they come to temple, they say, I want to do some work. Correct? So they want to also do some seva. What to do? Ask them to cut vegetables. If they don't know how to cut, make them wash vegetables. So they are part of the worship. Then preparing bhoga. So they are part of this worship. Then before that, temple has to be cleaned. This is part of the seva. Yeah, worshipping Supreme Lord, transcendental services, cleaning also. Then of course, not only clean the temple, also bathing the deity, then putting the fresh cloth, decorating them with tilak, then putting them garland, means somebody has to do garland. Garland is also part of the worship. So that is why Prabhupada said that in transcendental loving service, all this activity that you are doing, actually they are, nothing is inferior, everything is equal. The transcendental level, spiritual level, all the services, whether you are cleaning the temple or cleaning utensil, preparing arati or doing cutting the vegetables, cleaning the temple, cleaning outside courtyard, cleaning gundicha, marjana, cleaning this, all of them are transcendental service. They all are same in the eye of Krishna. Correct? So we are actually tiny. What service we can, great service we can offer Krishna? He is the supreme person of Godhead. He is the, he is the owner, creator of all the spiritual world, all the material world, all the planets, all the universes. Tiny speck, what great service you can offer. But Krishna sees that, okay, time is my energy. He is doing some seva, that's what. He is engaging seva, that is the most important. So therefore, we can, when you come to the transcendental level, you can say that we are actually doing that. Then of course, as part of this arati, we also do sravanam kirtanam. When the arati starts, whichever arati, even the Guru Puja also, we do kirtan, glorifying Guru, then also Hare Krishna mantra. So this Sravanam Kirtanam is part of this devotional service, this worship. Pancharitika Vidhi, Bhagavad Vidhi. Bhagavad Vidhi actually comes part of Pancharitika Vidhi. So this was put together, the book, Pancharitika Vidhi book, is authored by Narada Muni. And how did he author this one? Not himself. He actually put together from teaching of Lord Narayana. You know, so Lord Narayana is the one who taught, you know, to whom? He taught it to Brahma. So you probably heard that these two demons, that Kaitava and other, they stole the Vedas from Brahma. Brahma don't know what to do. That time Lord Narayana has come, has taught him again in 5 nights. Pancha Ratika Vijay, Ratri. Ratri means night. So in 5 nights he taught. And those part of that is this worship also. Supreme Lord has to teach. Sometime you don't know. Not sometime, all the time you don't know. So that is why Lord has come. So anyway, so all the services that you're doing, very good. They are part of this transcendental service to Supreme Lord. So this way, what happens? Let's say you perfect your life as a human. And let's say in this life, you are able to go back to Goloka Vrindavan or some Vaikuntha Loka. What to do there? Jobless? No. We are already trained here. Then you engage. Immediately, the moment you enter into Vaikuntha Loka, you are into service of Krishna. In different rasas, correct? So here you develop friendship with Krishna. There you become another new friend of Krishna. Go with him to the Vrindavan or the forest. Correct? So you are in friendship. Or you say, no, I just want to serve Krishna, not go to become service Krishna's friend. So then you have so many activities there. So if you are someone fixing here, there also you can fix. So if you are someone very love to clean and keep it neat, so you can do that service also. If you are someone very good in making garland, you can make garland from Krishna. If you are someone very good in picking up flowers from the forest, from the you know the field, you can pick up the flower, right? So you don't have like it won't be like in the city. In Melbourne, you go, somebody will go to some far away, drive the car, vehicle, then bring, nothing like that. There, huge amount of, you know, you grow flowers just like here. Just go there and pluck the flowers and make a garland. And those garlands are very aromatic, not like our Melbourne flowers. You take those flowers, 99% they don't have any smell at all, simply. Let's see. No, not much. Correct? Hardly any smell. But there are places when you grow, they are very, you know, scent, very nice smell will come. Anyway, so you have activities. So that means there is no waiting period. Otherwise, applying to Krishna, here only getting opportunity to do, you know, say, pujari seva, it is a process for several years. But the idea is here you get prepared. All the system is in place, you are prepared, job ready. The moment you go there, instantly one in service, direct connection, Satchidananda Supreme, unlimited, Sat Chit Ananda. So because you are direct connection with Satchidananda there directly, therefore you also derived so much of joy, so much of joy in your service. Sometimes here doing chanting seems so painful. But there you will be so much of joy. You won't non-stop seva, for example. So that is the idea. So having this transcendental service that I prescribed here in this verse 15 and 16, so by doing those activities here, we are essentially preparing ourselves so that when we go back to Vaikuntha Loka, go back to Goloka, whichever Vaikuntha Loka you like, including Goloka Vrindavan, there you are ready to offer services. So that's how our life would be successful. So therefore, don't feel that your service is low grade or upgrade, higher grade, nothing like that. This is all in our mind. Till we become Brahma, till we come to the platform of Brahma Bhuta Prasanamatma, till that we think, okay, temple president title is great compared to the maintenance manager. This is in our mind. But when you come to the Brahma Bhuta platform, both are equal. Of course, in the eye of Radha Vallabha, all of them equal already. But within ourselves, we have come to that. Our goal of this worship is to enhance our senses, our thinking, and our consciousness to the level where we can truly see equal. Sama sarvesu bhutesu, that platform. That is the goal. And with that mindset, when we go with that consciousness, when we are there, and then when we leave the body with that consciousness, we will go back to the spiritual world, and there we are ready, and instantly services begin. Okay? So with that, let me stop here. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Please, devotees, give me one paper. Let me answer that question. So how this verse mentions that we had worshipped demigods, forefathers, but in the lectures we hear that we had only worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We respect the demigod. So what is the difference between worship and respect? So this is respectful and worship. So worship is a formal way of doing all this aarti and this thing. Ultimately they are same. Respect and worship are same. Worship seems like a little more higher, the formal way of doing, whereas respectful can be done anywhere, any place, any time. Whereas the worship, we tend to we define a time, and then we define a place, and we want a certain person with a certain quality to be performing those activities. Correct? Not everyone comes to temple. We don't tell them, okay, you are the pujari today, go and do it. No. So the person has to be, come to that platform at least by following, the rules and regulations, doing 16 rounds of chanting, following regulating principles, then doing that for several years. Then you agni sakshi. So through agnya, at that time you are given first initiation, then you are given second initiation, then somebody will train you, this is the way to do. Then you follow that. Worship more respectfully. Correct? So you don't do random. First you offer a water, then you offer randomly last. Random, you don't do. Correct? So the process is start. The one who is trained with that process is offering worship. Others are respecting. So when the kirtan is happening, when the aarti is happening, there are so many devotees are here. They are part of the worship. Correct? So they are part of the worship. So they are observing all that is happening. And you can worship in the mind also. If you are not, formally went through this process, Melbourne has not recognized you as a Brahmana. Till then, what do you do? You don't keep quiet. You can actually do all the offering in the mind. In the mind, you can think that you are offering this Agarbatti. In the mind, you can take your opulent, just like if you go to Kasi, on the Ganga bank, they take very big lamp and offer Ganga Aruti. You can even take a bigger lamp in your hand, in the mind, and offer it to Gauranithai, for example. So you can do that. That is respect and worship. That is in the mentally subtle, whereas the pujaris are doing much more explicit. Correct? Yeah. So that is. Otherwise, both are equally same. Where we are, engaged in these transcendental services through mind, through body. That's why Krishna says, if you are sannyasi, you are dedicating your body, mind and words. So mind is also most important asset, not just body. You can do so many things in mind than the body. Correct? If you want to earn highest wealth, education, the wealth. Only through body, how much you can earn? $50 per hour. But people using mind, they are earning millions of dollars per hour. Correct? So you can do in mind also. Lord will accept your seva in mind also. Doesn't mean that we will simply imagine all in mind. But if that condition arises, you can do in mind also. Yeah. So therefore, this respect worship almost, can be interchanged. But the worship is much more, explicit. Whereas respect can be in the mind. Okay, with that, let me stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai Hare Krishna.